This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I mean, I'm sure if he got hurt, you know, people probably, they'd make me walk home, burn my car, I don't know, you know. That was part of the give and take of the week of, okay, how long do we go? I gave him a quarter. As I told Joe during the week, I was like, all right, he's going to have a quarter. As I got closer and closer to the game, I'm like, nah, quarter's too much. So I'm probably not a great gambler in the casinos, but it helped when we knew what Jonathan Taylor in the afternoon he had.
Sean McDermott yesterday, we talked about that comment on the postgame show, how the point about McDermott in casinos, the friend who wins his first $10 hand at the blackjack table, is like, I'm done.
I'll see you at the buffet.
I won. I'm out of here. I'm not leaving ahead. I'm leaving up.
We'll get some crab legs.
Was enough. Not sure Cook needed to play at all in the end to win the rushing title. Derrick Henry made it interesting last night.
Yeah, but he couldn't get there. I think he got Cook had 15 yards yesterday, and I think he beat Henry by more than that.
Yeah,
but it was tight. I mean, Henry had a great first half. But you know, happens, especially with him, even this year, there's a lot of games where it looks great early and then they just get away from it. They had the game won twice, I thought, last night with how hard a time Pittsburgh was having moving the ball themselves. You get a long touchdown to take the lead. I think it's lights out, but Pittsburgh was right there to answer twice, which was really impressive.
Maybe the most excruciating offseason as it starts for any team, Baltimore. Like they had adversity, but the thinking before the season was they won't even really have to be that good to win that division, especially when you come to know that Joe Burrow is going to miss almost the whole season. Because Pittsburgh was never really better than expectations. Like, they were never actually good. So, it was, to say the least, it was right there. And Jackson missing time and no pass rush, all the injuries. Hamilton leaves, like, of course, right?
Yeah,
like, all these different ways where Baltimore had forces working against them, they're still one field goal away. But they also still do, I've said this about their games with the Bills. Because there's a lot, I love Jackson, and there's a lot I've liked about the Ravens, and sort of attached myself to them as a team that the betters always buy into. You know, like Baltimore has a little bit of a secret sauce or something. But when you've seen them play the Bills in big games, there are little things they get wrong, whether that's physical or mental or strategic. Mm-hmm. There are little things they get wrong. This is mostly for me. I'm thinking of a regular season win the Bills have in Baltimore a few years back, where they just didn't see the whole board. And even last night, right, they back up before that field goal instead of pushing. That's the criticism, or one of them, for the Ravens, is they didn't do enough to make the field goal as easy as it really should have been once they got the likely play.
Yeah.
So it's just like kind of typical. And what do they chalk it up to? You know, like Pittsburgh, they didn't have New England rise up.
That's right.
And just take them down in the division. They didn't have that. They got Jackson back. They extended Mark Andrews. Why? Like, he doesn't even do anything anymore. And still, like, I don't know what they...
It's going to be... I'll be very curious to see what happens as soon as... I don't know. Do they have, like, locker clean-out news conference stuff today?
Probably.
Now that their year is over? Because after the game last night, Jackson... And this is plausible to me. Like, he doesn't have anything to say about being their quarterback next year or Harbaugh being back because he's in the moment, right? But considering how the year had ended, that's tough to swallow. you know, like in a vacuum, I can understand a competitor coming off the field and being faced with questions about your future when you just watched a kick that would have enabled you to keep playing. And who knows, given the field, the Baltimore might have felt as good as, you know, as good an idea as anyone in the AFC to go all the way, right? So there's a lot to process there. But given how turbulent the last few weeks had been since that Baltimore Sun, was it Baltimore Sun? The article about Jackson sleeping through meetings and staying up late to watch video. It's not been a smooth ride. You probably should have known you're going to be asked about your coach and about your immediate future and have a canned response ready rather than just punting it, which is what he did. He just punted it. And I'm inclined to defend someone in that moment that's emotional, but at the same time, you got to know what's coming and be ready to defuse it if you want. And he didn't at all.
Yeah, I can't think of a team that has harder questions, you know, going into the offseason. Do they make a coaching change? Does Jackson even end up somewhere else? Like, how did they – that's the thing. Like, that's the question they would ask them. How did we not make it? How did this
right
not work out? Just how? 803-0550. Mo is with us. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm just thinking about the AFC Championship, how, like, you know, I could be in Buffalo, right? We'd have to play the Chargers and – can you imagine that game in AFC Championship in Buffalo having a West Coast team? I mean, that's just a dream come true. What do you think the odds of that? I just want you to, you know, if you think that's possible. Thanks.
I don't think it's impossible. Anything is possible. I think I liked I liked them playing Denver more than playing New England. Myself, like thinking about the 5, 6, and 7, and the Bills in the 5, and the upsets below them. We're sort of in my head. It was Houston is going to go take out Jacksonville and the Chargers. I like them against Denver way more than against New England. But now that Denver's the one, it could still happen. But not being the 5 makes it a little harder for me to imagine another home game myself.
Yeah, I mean, I could see Buffalo winning 2 games. That's harder for me to see the Chargers winning 2 games. They've just not been a team that passes that test. So this would be winning at New England and Denver. I don't know, maybe. It's not ridiculous. Here's Tom next. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good afternoon. Tom.
Hey, a couple quick points. I won't be long. But the first experience I had at the stadium, I went to a preseason game against the Rams. That's when we had six – it was at Rich. And that's when there were 6 preseason games every year. In that game, Robert James, our best cornerback I think we've ever had from Fisk College, he blew out his knee. And that was a really downer. But I went with my brother and some other people. Well, it turns out that my brother, back in 1999, we played the Ravens on the road. And I always watched a game with him in my mom's house. And it was ritual. And he died basically in front of me during the game, the first quarter.
Oh, jeez.
And with that said, that you know, I sit there and I think back of all the you know the games I sat with him with, and you know went over to his section where he was with his friend and stuff. And that was really kind of a melancholy part of the evening watching last night. And it really hits home with a lot of stuff with family and friends or whoever. You lost along the way. You're talking a 53-year span. I'm 62 years old. And this stuff really
really hits
hard. Really quick, Bulldog. I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention, as far as the Jacksonville matchup here, I like Trevor Lawrence. I mean, the guy never gives any guff. He's not a jerk when they interview him or anything like that. I like the guy. He's got a kid. I just found that out today looking him up. But, I mean, he seems like he's a mature guy and – I don't want him to be good against us, but maybe he's turned the page a little bit. But I still like our chances, though. I just don't want the other Josh Allen to get our Josh because that seems to always happen when we play that.
Right. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, 8 sacks for Josh. Hines Allen is the name now. Yeah, look, the stadium closing, you get this when, you know, the Red Sox win a championship or any team that hasn't won a championship in a long time. It becomes about visiting graves and the people that you came up with and all of that. We don't have that. We've got the stadium closing, and that is an emotional chapter in a lot of people's lives, and it is a time when a lot of people are thinking, I think, exactly like Tom, about, you know, their parents, if they're not still around or just even can't go to games anymore or whatever it is. You know, that's absolutely the emotion that binds the whole thing together. That's why it's a big deal when something that's been around for 53 years closes its doors.
Yep, there's been a lot of fans sharing their thoughts on the stadium and their memories of it. I listened to some of Sal's show this morning and heard more of that. I also heard a guy call in to say that this is my word for it, but it's right on this guy's message, that the Allen consecutive start streak is tainted because to play one play and leave isn't really playing football.
Mm-hmm.
And Sal had no time for it. Like, this is one of the weirder, maybe even worst takes. Like, he seemed to know the caller, and he's like, what? And I kind of get it. I kind of get it. Like, the guy said that the record, not that it's even a record anybody really cares about. Like, who even knows what the number is? Somebody probably does. It's just like, this isn't the home run record or
right,
anything like this.
Right.
Most football records are not
yep.
like, you know, baseball. And the caller did make a baseball comparison too that Sal was, you know, probably rightly not and didn't have time for. But I kind of think you should have to
yeah.
throw more than one pitch.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I hear that the rules are the way they are, so there is that ability to, I guess, get away with it. But yeah, I mean, the idea is like it's a demonstration of your durability.
Right.
And, you know, how durable are you if you play 8 seconds of a 60-minute game? You haven't really proven anything other than the fact that you were in shape to take that snap and will be again next week. Like, but you didn't put yourself through the rigors of, you know.
And it's, I mean, of course, it's not a referendum on Allen's durability or talent or anything of the sort. It's the simple matter of the consecutive starts that mm-hmm. are prolonged because he's able to do this one little tiny right. thing. I mean, you and I yesterday could have done Allen's job on the field.
Anyone could have.
I'm not talking about he's got the headset. I'm not just anybody would have.
Right.
That's, you know, not the point I want to land on, but it's just like,
yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was an interesting angle to think you're not going to take it away from him.
No one's going to do that.
But still.
This guy wants to, though. So
this guy wants
to. It's all right. You know, all right.
Did you think Burrow laid down?
No, I think he knew the guy. He
didn't want to get.
There was traffic right in front of him, and he knew. I think he knew that the dude was right behind him, and he just went, like, I'm going to make this hurt less, which is different than just laying down. I think he was maybe he even got tripped. I mean, there was a schmozzel in front of him, a lineman and a defender, and like I don't know. I did not feel like that was let me give this guy this sack, really at all. Like I don't think it compares much at all to Favre and Strahan.
Okay, like, I think I agree.
I mean, Favre was probably dead to rights on that play too, but he just gave up way too easily. Like he didn't even try to get away. He just rolled out when like, oh, Strahan's here. Fell over. So I didn't feel that way about Burrow.
Cleveland gets the win. They won their last two games. Brilliant. They'll pick sixth. We have six coaches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vacancies in the NFL and not you know, surprisingly, 5 belong to the teams with the 6 first draft
the
picks.
The top picks in the draft. Right.
The only team in the top 6 in the draft order that doesn't have a coaching vacancy is the Jets, and they should have one. I mean, that's the worst team I've ever seen yesterday. Absolutely not competitive at all in any way. Just did not show any fight.
Right.
And that's five losses in a row to end the season by 21 points or more, which is a first.
And these last two, like the game, their game last week pretty much had this same stench.
Oh, yeah.
On it. I don't know about the previous three, but I know these last two were real, real, real bad.
Yeah. And they did not intercept one pass all season, which is what? How is that even possible? A tip at the line of scrimmage. Nobody's there.
Right.
Isn't there one? T.J. Watt had an interception last night. It's T.J. Watt. But that's the kind of, like, it's off a helmet.
Yeah, it bounced off two different things.
Doesn't anybody ever throw a pass off a helmet against the Jets?
Right.
Nope. Aaron Glenn. What an embarrassment. Just no fight. Nothing going on there at all.
The reporting this morning or last night even indicated that they're all safe, but I don't know, man. That has got to be very hard to look at what went on there.
That's the kind of season that really tests the notion of like a one and done.
Yeah.
Well, what would it look like to make a coaching change after 1 year? It would look like that.
Yes.
It would look exactly like that. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.